Today is March 14th, 2024, and this is the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Oh look, $10 for slogan urging all to clean up. Hoquiam Spring Clean will start with a general sweeping off of dusty brain cells for the purpose of evolving a satisfactory slogan to express the aims of the campaign and to keep it in the minds of the public the whole year round. It was decided at a meeting of the committee in charge at the Hoquiam Commercial Club rooms last night. We want a slogan that will express for the cleanup what Stop, Look, and Listen expresses for railroad crossing safety, and intend to pay $10 for a good one. Samuel Ibbotson, chairman, declared that the slogan is to be selected at the end of the first week in April, during which time slogans will be received at the commercial club rooms. Prizes for the best jingles, short 4 or 5 line rhymes, and for the best sweet peas raised during the year are also to be offered by the committee, in its line with the idea of extending the cleanup to cover 366 days of the year. Mr. Ibbotson's plan, previously expressed to hold a flower show, was changed to have the show in late August or early September, when Jerry Walker stated that the Grace Harbor has the most beautiful flowers in the world. Sweet pea seeds will be distributed to girls free by the committee, and the competition for the prize to be awarded at the flower show will be restricted to girls, it was stated. Community service will be asked to arrange for the competition. During the second week of April, which month will see the most active period of the city beautification plan, 3 prizes of $5, $3, and $2 will be awarded to the organizer of the best jingle. The third week will be cleanup week proper, when the YMCA and other boys' organizations will be asked to assist with the disposal of refuse and other collected waste. Mayor H.B. Fisher will be asked to assign a policeman as a special health officer to deal with any cases where conditions are unsanitary and cooperation is refused. Garden Week will wind up the month's program, when the seeds will be distributed and planting will be in order. In other news, Cosmopolis to have first-class theater. Neil Cooney, manager of the Grace Harbor Commercial Company of Cosmopolis, announced tonight that he has rented the Princess Theater and Pacific Pool Room of Cosmopolis, now occupied by Earl Davis, to Ed Dolan of Aberdeen. During a conversation over the telephone with the representative of the Washingtonian tonight, Dolan denied that he had rented the building and said that he hadn't even thought about it. The Cosmopolis Theater has been the cause of a legal tilt between Davis and Cooney. According to Cooney, Davis refused to vacate, and it was only a few days ago that Superior Court ruled the tenant must move. I don't know whether Ed will give you the story or not, but he is going to put in a swell theater over there, Cooney said. He is going to run the pool hall and fix up the show. It will be the best movie place Cosmopolis ever had. The Cosmopolis millman said that he didn't know of any of the details concerning Dolan's plans for remodeling the cinema temple, but that the harbor magnate is to take possession April 1st. Justice Davis said tonight that his future plans are indefinite. He declared he isn't through fighting yet. And finally, travel and speed result in damage. J.R. Cardwell of Copalis Crossing has a badly damaged car as a result of an accident on the highway about a mile west of Carlisle yesterday. Mr. Cardwell had pulled over to the side of the road to permit an approaching car driven by a Mr. Martin of Centralia to get by. When opposite Mr. Cardwell, Mr. Martin's front wheel caught in the loose gravel, causing him to crash into the former's machine, doing considerable damage to both cars. Arrangements were amicably made by which the Centralia man would pay the damages. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on March 14, 1924. With our winter closure now past the halfway point, we look forward to welcoming you back this April 6th with an engaging set of new exhibits on transportation, maritime, and local manufacturing history. As we continue to prepare the Polson for visitors to return, we encourage you to explore our online presence at polsonmuseum.org, where you can view nearly 30,000 images from Grace Harbor's past. You can also catch recent centennial moments you missed from the link to our SoundCloud site, all found at polsonmuseum.org. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.